Geeks, and welcome to another episode of Fantastic Geeks.
And where to find them?
I'm Brizzy Voices.
And I'm Tessa Netting, and for today's episode, we're going to be hopping on a dragon's back to fly into Westeros and sort the houses and characters of Game of Thrones.
But first, let's look at this week's Ravenclaw riddle, our Harry Potter question of the week. This one comes from Grace, who says, "Hi, Tessa and Brizzy. My name's Grace, and I'm a Gryffindor. My riddle is, if you attended Hogwarts while Harry attended, which book or movie would you most want to experience? I love your podcast and your channels, and my answer would be Prisoner of Azkaban because it's my favorite year with the best Defense Against the Dark Arts teacher, and Hermione finally showed Malfoy how we all felt. I'm a pretty small British YouTuber, and my channel is called Grace Deakin, D-E-A-K-I-N, where I've reviewed The Cursed Child and played a few games too. Love you, Grace. Yeah. So go check out Grace's channel.
Go check and subscribe. Okay, so this question, if we're having Hogwarts, if we're at
living the Hogwarts life.
We live in the Hogwarts life with Harry. Which year?
Well, it doesn't say with Harry.
It says with while Harry attended.
Yes.
So you're not going to be friends with Harry.
I don't know.
What are your feelings about Harry? What do you think about Harry Potter?
Just to get to Hermione.
As a classmate. I would totally date him. So I would want to experience the year where they're all dating.
Half-Blood Prince.
Yeah, I'll do Half-Blood Prince. I'll date around. It'd be fun. I could date all of them. I'll date Ron. I'll date the golden trio. Harry, Ron, and Hermione. All of them.
No!
Yeah.
I don't like the idea of them dating the same people.
Why? People date the same people
know,
all the time.
I hate it.
No, it's friend.
It
it's
breaks
fun.
The bro code.
What? Bro code? No. I'm from the beginning, I'm like, guys, we're all just going to have fun. It's all going to be a fun time. So I'll do Half-Blood Prince.
Okay. I mean, I guess school-wise, that's a pretty chill year,
right? That's what
right?
I mean. School-wise, it was fine.
Just, you know, till the end when the headmaster was killed and Death Eaters invaded the school.
Yeah, that'll be the worst, but up until then. Actually, I should choose the first year. Literally nothing happened. Harry goes through, like, you know, all this stuff, but everyone else is just like, experience Hogwarts for the first time. It's just so fun and innocent.
I mean, there's a troll in the dungeon and everyone freaks out, but no one really sees it.
Yeah, except that's true. Them. It's just like rumored troll. It's a rumor. I don't know. So I'm the first one or Half-Blood Prince?
I want to say Goblet of Fire.
Oh, you want to see that Tra-Wiz?
Yes, girl. That even though it's the worst spectator sport
it
in
is.
The world.
What are you looking at?
I just want to meet all the foreign students.
Oh, you totally would. Yes. You would love that. Oh, I can see you. Would you enter the Tri-Wizard?
No, hell no. Are you kidding
me? You're just going to observe.
I'm not a Gryffindor.
Would you root for Harry or Cedric?
I don't know.
You'd totally root for Cedric. You'd be like, Harry cheated. Harry Potter cheated. He's a cheater.
I think I'd be like either one of them, honestly. I'd be like, as long as it's Hogwarts, who cares?
Okay, I feel that. I feel that. Oh, that's cool. That's a good answer. That's a great
Yule
question.
Ball, yes.
Oh, I forgot about the Yule Ball.
Would you try to get Harry to take you to the Yule Ball?
Oh, totally. Yeah, definitely.
So you could be in that dance in
the
beginning?
Harry needs a good dancer. He needed a good date to that. So I would definitely date him and go to Yule Ball.
Great.
Yule Ball's a good answer. I like that. And Tri-Wiz, because then you get to watch the Tri-Wizard tournament and experience the Yule Ball. Mm-hmm. So, good answer.
Only downside is, like, Cedric's dead body showing up at the end.
That's always, like, you know, the bad part of it. It's like, oh, there's some death at the end, and, you know, something happens. But other than that, it's fine. That's what Hogwarts is.
Yeah.
Let's be real. So, thank you, Grace, so much. Remember, you guys, if you want to submit your own Ravenclaw riddle, email us at fantasticgeekspod@gmail.com.
Yes.
Now, let us talk about Game of Thrones.
A.K.A.
Brizzy's favorite.
I think it's my favorite show of all time.
You love the Game of Thrones.
I love it.
Yeah, it's your fave for sure. I like it, but I'm not like obsessed with it because I get confused.
Yeah, so that's fair. I just, when I'm confused, I just deep dive. Well,
there's so much to dive into. There's so many characters. There's so many, like, there's so much lore.
Yeah, so much lore that's not on the show.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, although I'm partially a fake fan in that I haven't finished reading the books, A Song of Ice and Fire. How far did you get? I've been stuck in the third book for like 2 years. I just never go back to it.
Are those books hard to read? I've never read them.
Oh yeah, I would never be able to do it if I hadn't seen the show first.
Are they like
Lord of the Rings?
Yeah. That's what I was thinking.
But I do enjoy it, especially having the background of the show to like keep me grounded and know what's going on. Right. But it's definitely not my style.
Interesting. So how many seasons are there now? There's,
I think 8 is about to come out.
So 8, and this is the final season of Game of Thrones, is about to happen. And it seems like this show has been on just forever.
Yeah. I think probably 2011.
So yep.
Yep. 2011, season one.
Holy
they
crap.
Were babies, and everyone was happy and alive.
I know. So many people so have died. Innocent. So many things have happened. It's just like, whew.
But we will try to keep this episode as spoiler-free as we can.
Yeah. We're not going to tell you every single person that died and how they died and all that. But, you know, things might be mentioned, but it's not going to be intense.
Yeah.
So, are you ready? Are you ready to sort?
Yes.
Let's do it. There's nothing hidden in your head. The sorting hat can see, so try me on. all right, this is chaos. We tried. Guys, we tried. This is fine. Let's keep going, okay? We're sorting stuff. Sorting time! It's sorting time, and today we're going to be sorting some of the houses and the characters from Game of Thrones into Hogwarts houses. Gryffindor, Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw, and Slytherin.
Yes!
So let's start, because there's so many.
So many.
So many. So let us start. Let's do the houses, and we're doing the main ones, not like all of them. There's too many.
So many.
Let's start with OG... like original Stark, freaking Starks. There's Starks everywhere.
The freaking Starks.
Freaking Starks.
Classic.
They're Gryffindor.
I'm stuck between Gryffindor and Hufflepuff.
Hufflepuff.
I mean, I think they're Gryffindor, but they're also just like so.
They're like in good. The woods. They're like.
But just... they're not like, let's go, you know?
I mean, I guess.
They're a little more like humble side.
Yeah.
And just doing the right thing because it's the right thing. And not
but
like.
That's Gryffindor.
But that's also Hufflepuff.
No, but like the right, between right and wrong thing, that's like more Gryffindor, I feel.
But also, all the Hufflepuffs stayed for the battle, you know?
Yeah. But it's like, are they the most loyal? I don't know.
I don't know.
I feel like they're not, like, if calling a house in Game of Thrones Hufflepuff would have to be, like, they are loyal. And, like, freaking Jon Snow left them immediately. And they, like, they not loyal. They all over the place. I feel like they're Gryffindors.
All right. We'll go with Gryffindor.
I feel like it's just Gryffindor house, right? But I can see the Hufflepuff
argument.
Yeah, I mean, they
got some of that classic Gryffindor and just not the showy kind.
Yeah. But I can see the Hufflepuff. I see the puff there. Okay.
Like, would you call Ned a Gryffindor? Because yes. I don't think we're getting to him later.
I would call him a Gryffindor.
You're right.
Why would you not?
I don't know. It's between that and Hufflepuff, you know?
Yeah, he could be puffy.
Yeah.
Lannister. Freaking Lannisters. Freaking Starks. Freaking Lannisters. I mean, they're the most obvious to me.
Yeah.
They're
yeah.
Slytherin.
Slytherin. Even though they're red and gold, they got a lion.
Those
Hear me roar is the most
I know, it should be Gryffindor by how it looks.
Yeah.
But it is the most Slytherin.
They're Slytherins undercover as Gryffindors.
Oh my gosh, they are.
Oh my gosh.
They're like the most obvious Gryffindors on the outside. Like they're showing.
Because it's like their official slogan is "Hear me roar," but their like unofficial slogan is "A Lannister always pays his debts," which is much more like Slytherin. Like ooh.
Oh
we're,
yeah.
We're gonna pay everything back. Just you wait. Like ooh.
Oh, I think Lannister is totally Slytherin. They're all obsessed with like themselves, like in their family, you know.
They have to, yeah, like, all about all the fam. All about the fam, unless you're a dwarf.
Yeah, totally. So they're definitely the Slytherin house. I feel.
Yes.
Next we have
Targaryen.
Ooh. I mean,
there's so many different kinds of Targaryens, but
yeah. I mean, okay, this is interesting. My first thought is Slytherin, but if we want to make Lannister Slytherin and Stark Hufflepuff, then Targaryen can be Gryffindor if
True.
We're doing that.
True.
But I feel like they're more Slytherin too.
Yeah, I'm very stuck between Slytherin and Gryffindor.
Yeah.
They've got a lot of 90% of their family has been inbreeding
because
It's all in the family, all in the blood and the purity. Mm-hmm. That's Slytherin AF.
Yeah.
But they're also like, rah, 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 fire and blood, rah, 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 fight.
Right.
Dragons, rah.
Yeah, they are, which is very Gryffindor.
And now I feel like getting into Dany specifically, but we'll get to her later.
Yeah. So I don't know.
I'd say as a whole, Slytherin
yeah,
makes sense.
But there's definitely Gryffindor tones, just like Stark has Hufflepuff tones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Undertones.
Undertones. Next we have Tyrell.
Tyrell, yes. I think this is my house.
You think this is Ravenclaw?
Oh, yeah. That too.
I feel like they're Ravenclaw-esque.
Yeah, they're either Ravenclaw or Hufflepuff. I think they're a Ravenclaw because they use like wit and cunning rather than
right.
And like their powers are in trade and stuff like that, and they use that in a kind of a Slytherin-y way, but in less aggressive of a way.
Well, I feel like this whole show, because it's called Game of Thrones, it's all like Slytherin because they're all fighting for the for the throne. So it's like it's all they want power. Everyone wants power. Mm-hmm. So this whole show is Slytherin undertones, but I feel like
Tyrell's like, we're not gonna murder. I mean, they do murder. But they're
everyone
not gonna like
murder
to inherit the throne.
Yeah.
They're gonna like marry into it,
right?
You know, which is more like Ravenclaw sneaky than Slytherin.
Yeah, I see that. I see Ravenclaw. I see the argument for
yeah.
it. Let's make it Ravenclaw.
Okay. Greyjoy. Ooh. Greyjoy are kind of a yikes family.
Yeah.
Their slogan, their motto is "We do not sow," because basically they're like, we don't earn or make whatever we have. We steal it.
Well,
we take it.
They're not Hufflepuffs then.
Yeah, they're
not hardworking.
No, they're like, we take what we want.
I mean, I guess that's Slytherin, isn't it?
Yeah, I think
it's like the bad part of Slytherin.
Yeah.
But I still think that's pretty much Slytherin because they're just, we're going to do anything in order to get what we want.
I think so too.
So yeah, another Slytherin. Another. And then we have Baratheon.
Oh, the stag. Ours is the fury.
I don't know why, I just think it's Gryffindor.
It's, I think, because Rob...
Oh.
King Robert was the most Gryffindor
he is
to
the
ever
most
exist.
Gryffindor. Oh my gosh, I don't think I've ever seen a more Gryffindor character ever.
Yeah.
So we'll make Baratheon the Gryffindor. Oh my gosh, that's so funny. He was so Gryffindor.
He was like Godric Gryffindor.
Yep.
So Tessa and I have been having game nights to play social deduction games with our friends for years now. For some reason, lying to your friend's face and seeing if they believe you is way more fun than it sounds. But over the past few months, we found ourselves just playing the same games over and over again, and it just got a little old, okay? So we are so stoked that there is a new social deduction game called Captain Marvel Secret Skrulls that just came out. It's a hidden identity game where players take on the roles of their favorite Marvel characters, including Captain Marvel herself, to defend Earth in an intergalactic war against shape-shifting Skrulls in disguise. Tessa and I attended the world premiere of Captain Marvel, and we were so excited to meet the cast, including Brie Larson, and then watch Captain Marvel kick butt and save the galaxy. Ugh, we were obsessed. I mean, she's just such a great role model for kids of any gender, and I'm so excited we have her and that the film has had record-breaking success, and now we have Captain Marvel Secret Skrulls to celebrate! You basically get to play act the movie on tabletop, which is super fun for kids, families, and adult nerds like me and Tessa. Captain Marvel Secret Skrulls is new at Target, so go get a copy before it sells out. You'll find it on an end cap in the video or game section of the store or online at Target.com. Thanks, sponsors!
Okay, next we have...
Mormont.
I'm like, Mormon. House Mormon.
House Mormont.
Mormont. Wait, which one's Mormont again?
Jorah was exiled from the Mormonts.
Jorah.
Liana is the little girl. She's a Mormont.
Oh, right. She's cool. I feel like they're puffs.
I don't know.
Because Jorah is the biggest puff in the world. He's like, I am loyal to her.
Yeah.
I will be loyal.
Yeah, but he also, yeah. And little background on Jorah is he was exiled because he was selling slaves for his wife.
Mm-hmm.
For the benefit of his wife for some reason to be able to pay for her or something like
but
that.
But I feel like the Mormonts are hardworking and they're loyal. Mm-hmm.
And one of the Mormonts was, I don't know if it was Jorah's dad or something, was the head of the Night's Watch.
Mm.
Which
the Night's Watch are the most Hufflepuff ever. So I think Mormonts and Night's Watch should be Hufflepuff.
I'll accept Hufflepuff.
Yeah. Can we skip and talk to about the Night's Watch real fast?
Because
I think that they're the most puff ever.
All right. I can accept that. I also see Gryffindor a bit in that, but Hufflepuff is kind of in the way that Helga Hufflepuff is I'll take the lot and treat them just the same. And Night's Watch is the outcasts and all that.
Yeah.
All put together.
Yeah. And they're you have to disown your family. We are your family now. So they're not Slytherins.
Yeah. So no, certainly not.
So it's we accept everyone. We are your new family. Mm-hmm. You have to be loyal to us if you break your loyalty forever. You know what I mean?
Oh, so true. Yeah, for sure.
I feel like they're so puff.
Yeah. Hufflepuff taken to the hardcore end,
extreme puffs.
Because if you break it, you die.
Yeah. It really is. Hardcore Hufflepuffs.
Yeah.
Hardcore Hufflepuffs.
Last house that we want to talk about, at least today, is Martell.
Oh, are these are the Dorne people?
Yes, these are the people from Dorne. They wear lots of yellow. Oberon.
Yeah.
The snakes.
Yeah, they're all hot.
They're all hot, Spanish.
Yeah, they're all hot.
Martell. Unbowed, unbent, unbroken.
I feel like they're Gryffindors, right?
Yeah, Oberon was the most
Gryffindor.
For sure.
But, they were all, warriors, basically. They were all fighting, and they...
Yeah.
They had skill. I guess they were kind of cunning, though, too.
Yeah. The current Martells that we're dealing with, Oberon's bastards and his lady are such Slytherins.
Yeah, they are Slytherins.
They're the sand snakes. Come on.
Yeah.
But I feel like the house as a whole is probably either Hufflepuff or Gryffindor.
Interesting.
But I'm going to go with Gryffindor. Because Oberon, I think of as the face of the house.
Yeah, I do too.
Even though his brother is a Hufflepuff and he's the one who's really in charge. But I'm going to go with Gryffindor.
Yeah, I feel like they all followed him though. Because when he was gone, they didn't know what to do. Mm-hmm. They were like, what do we do now?
Yeah.
So I think.
Yeah.
Yay. What about the wildlings?
Wildlings. Dun it.
Dun it. You make my heart sing.
Mm.
They're just a bunch of Hagrids.
Hagrid's a Gryffindor.
They're just like a little pack of Hagrids.
Okay, so what house is that?
Gryffindor. Like, I don't know. They don't want power. They're not like, they're not Slytherin.
Yeah. So, and they're also not fighting for necessarily good. They're kind of loyal to each other. Pretty brave.
I don't know if they're Puffs, though. They're not like the Night's Watch. The Night's Watch are like the Puffs. Or like warrior Puffs.
I could see Gryffindor.
This is just like a pack of wild Gryffindors just like running around.
Yeah.
Like, it's like the Marauders.
And wild is definitely an adjective for Gryffindor.
Wild. Okay, let's move on to the characters.
Characters specifically.
Some of the characters. Number one, we have Jon Snow. You know nothing.
Jon Snow.
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 Okay.
I mean, he's like he's a Harry Gryffindor. Potter.
He's such a Gryffindor.
Yeah.
He's just a Gryffindor.
He's a Gryffindor boy.
Like,
he's got some puff in him, but he's Gryffindor.
No, he's like, here's my sword. Like, I'm going to fight. Like, I'm going to do the right thing. I'm going to, like...
It's like, I'm going to stay behind.
Yeah, I'm going to save the day. No, don't worry. I'll save the day. And he like betrays all of his Hufflepuff friends because he's the freaking Gryffindor in a group of Puffs. And they're like, what are you doing? You're like, and he's like, nah, I'm the Gryffindor. I'm going to save us.
Yeah.
So I feel like he's definitely a Gryffindor.
Agreed.
Yes, yes. Okay, who do we got next?
Daenerys Targaryen, Stormborn of the Unbroken Chain, Queen of the... I wish I knew that by heart, but
oh,
I don't. Man.
Oh, I do. Or no, I don't. No, I thought I wrote it down. It's fine. I don't need to. It's long. Her title is long. Our queen. Our glorious queen, Dany.
Yes.
I think she's just obviously a Slytherin.
Slytherin and Gryffindor, but yes.
I think she's like originally she was very Gryffindor, but I feel like as the seasons have progressed, she's gotten more and more Slytherin. Yeah. She's like showing more and more of her Slytherin.
Yeah, I could agree with that.
You know, she's like going more and more like, I don't know, into her house type thing. Because they're like, now you're like your dad.
The mad queen.
Yeah, yes. Exactly. That's what I mean. She's like getting more and more power hungry. Uh-huh. More and more like just killing people. Like, so I feel like.
Yeah, I'll accept that.
More and more Slytherin. And then we got that classic John and Danny Gryffindor Slytherin energy of Draco and Harry that like they just can't deny it. They love each other even though this is creepier. Next
is Arya Stark.
Arya Stark. Oh, she is so cool.
I'm pretty sick of her.
You don't like Arya?
I don't really like her anymore.
Holy crap. I love her.
Ever since like her and Sansa had a little like spat, I was like, shut up, Arya.
Oh my gosh, no, she's like a ninja. I'm so into her. I love her. I don't know what house she would be though. I feel like she's,
I mean, she's definitely the similar to Dany, right? In that she was totally Gryffindor and starting to leave more.
That's exactly it. It's the same thing, you're right. Because she, at the beginning, she was just like, oh, I want to fight. Yeah, like, she was reckless. She didn't really think. But now she thinks about like
now
everything.
Now she's sneaky.
Yeah. Now she's like Slytherin ninja.
Yeah, so you think she's officially Slytherin?
I think Slytherin. I think like when you see that sort of progression, I feel like they were a Slytherin all along, but they just like had... It's like how I was a Ravenclaw all along, but in the beginning I was just like, Gryffindor!
Yeah.
But it's like,
and
no.
I feel like only a Slytherin would have a list of people they want to kill and read it out to themselves every night before bed. Like, oh my God.
Oh my God, it's the most accurate thing ever. Like Joe 100% has a list like that. I've heard him read it multiple times. So, yes, I think that is very accurate. Next, we have Sansa. Our queen.
Yes.
I I feel like she's like Ravenclaw.
I know, I feel that too.
Because she's like, she used her wit to get out of like situations, mm-hmm. you know? She was very smart, and she's not a Slytherin because she's not trying to get power. She's just
trying to get through, girl.
Position. Yeah, yeah, exactly. So I feel like she's very Ravenclaw.
Yeah.
Do you have any more Ravenclaw arguments?
Not strongly, I think she does. She, in general, at least since she's learned about Joffrey and everything, she's made the smartest decision she could.
Right.
Given whatever situation she's in.
No, I agree. No, let's make her Ravenclaw. I want her in our house.
Yes.
Yay! Speaking of Ravenclaw, ooh, next we have Bran, the three-eyed Ravenclaw.
I don't know why I didn't see that coming.
He's the three-eyed Ravenclaw.
See, here's where I'm troubled with this, is because I feel like, is Bran born to be a Ravenclaw, or is he forced to be a Ravenclaw?
I don't know, but he's like ultimate Ravenclaw. He has all the knowledge,
but I feel like he was turned into that against his will.
I mean, maybe, but that's where he's at now.
True.
So it's like, yeah. I feel like Ravenclaws like that, they're curious about something, and it's their curiosity that like will make them go to that sort of ultimate edge. Mm. You know what I'm talking about? It's like only a Ravenclaw.
But he also lost his legs. he didn't have any choice.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. So do you think he's like a Gryffindor that was like...
I feel like he really wanted to be a Gryffindor. And he was, certainly, as a kid.
Mm.
But then his dreams were crushed.
Aw. And his legs. So, do you think he's a Gryffindor? But it's like he's the three-eyed Ravenclaw.
I know. I think now he's definitely a Ravenclaw. I just don't know how much of it is inherent or natural to who he really is.
But isn't that kind of like Neville? Because everyone was like, how is Neville like a Gryffindor? But then in the end, he kind of like showed how he was a Gryffindor mm-hmm. all along. So I don't know if that's like...
Yeah, what if Bran does the ultimate Neville thing in the end? Like, who knows?
That's true. Because so he could be like a Gryffindor, but I don't know. I guess we'll see.
I feel like Ravenclaw makes most sense right now. I just think it's an interesting conversation.
Definitely, definitely.
Cersei Lannister. What could she possibly be?
She's like Malfoy. It like graces her head, like just slightly. Yeah. I was like, Slytherin! Slytherin! And then she does that smirk, like, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, she loves being a Slytherin. She lives for it.
Oh, yes.
She lives for it.
Family, 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 family.
Oh, my God. Yes, give me power. Give me my family.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Let me take a second to tell you guys about Robin Hood. No, not the foxy fox that we all grew up with, but Robin Hood, the investing app that lets you buy and sell stocks, ETFs, options, and cryptos all commission-free. While other brokerages charge up to $10 for every trade, Robinhood doesn't charge any commission fees, so you can trade stocks and keep all of your profits. Plus, there's no account minimum deposit needed to get started, so you can start investing at any level. The simple, intuitive design of Robinhood makes investing easy for newcomers and experts alike. View easy-to-understand charts and market data, and place a trade in just 4 taps on your smartphone. You can also view stock collections, such as 100 most popular. With Robinhood, you can learn how to invest in the market as you build your portfolio, discover new stocks, track your favorite companies, and get custom notifications for price movements so you never miss the right moment to invest. Robinhood is giving listeners to Fantastic Geeks and Where to Find Them a free stock like Apple, Ford, or Sprint to help you build your portfolio. Sign up at geeks.robinhood.com. Thanks, Robin Hood.
On the other side, her twin.
Jamie
Lannister.
Jamie. Huh.
This is complex.
He is. I feel like he's a Hufflepuff.
This is what I want him to be. Yes.
Right.
I feel like the further we go, the closer we get.
Yeah.
To Hufflepuff Jamie.
Mm-hmm. But you think there's other.
I think there's definitely Gryffindor in there.
Yeah.
But it's definitely between Hufflepuff and Gryffindor.
I feel like he's a puff, and then his puff keeps like
yeah.
Coming
I feel like
out.
Everyone wants him to be a Gryffindor,
right?
And
right. That's
his
true.
Like reputation is like
is I'm
a
the Gryffindor,
Gryffindor,
yeah.
Like, kind of Slytherin-y with the Oathbreaker stuff, but I feel like deep down he's a Hufflepuff.
Deep down is a puff.
And it's coming out.
Yeah, let's make him a Hufflepuff.
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 And I feel like his Hufflepuff side is the only thing that's been keeping him with the Lannisters for so long, you know? Because
oh.
he feels like he has to be loyal to his family.
Interesting.
But then, you know, he mm-hmm. discovers other things.
Oh. No, I definitely see that. Definitely. Now we have Joffrey.
The Sorting Hat again just yes. barely hovers over his head.
And goes,
Slytherin!
Yeah, he and Cersei are just like the most, yeah. just like how Rob is like the most Gryffindor. It's like they are the most Slytherin. Yeah. It's like there's no other arguments yeah. for sure. Let's skip to Marjorie.
Marjorie.
Yum.
Yum.
I love her.
I love her so much.
Oh my gosh. What an angel. Not her. I'm just talking about freaking whatever.
Natalie Dormer.
I like can't. I get distracted. I'm like, who are we talking about again? Okay. Marjorie. The character Marjorie. Not Natalie Dormer. She...
I know, right? It's like Ravenclaw or Slytherin, right?
Yeah. I don't know. It's like I almost think she's Slytherin.
I could see that. I like Ravenclaw for her because I want her to be in my house.
I feel like her house is more Ravenclaw, but uh-huh. I think she is Slytherin because yeah. she's like only a Slytherin would marry Joffrey. You know what I mean? Like
yeah.
to get into
like,
that.
Do what they have to do.
What is necessary. Yeah. I feel like a Ravenclaw would never marry Joffrey.
Yeah, they'd be like, no, we'll find another way.
Yeah, exactly.
And she's like, nope, this is the best way.
Yeah, so I feel like she's a Slytherin, but like Tyrell is very mm-hmm. Ravenclaw.
Yes.
Who do we got next?
Tyrion.
Oh, Tyrion. I love Tyrion. I would love to just like drink wine with Tyrion and gossip.
Oh my God.
He sounds so fun.
Yeah.
We'd be friends. Okay, Tyrion Lannister. I mean,
yeah.
The little lion.
Oh, well, I don't know.
You don't think he's a Gryffindor?
No.
What do you think?
I think there's a little Ravenclaw in there.
Oh, you think he's Ravenclaw? Oh, that's true.
He's all about his mind. He thinks like every bit of power
that's
he has
true. He's kind of
is
a coward
thanks
too.
To his mind.
Yeah. Yeah. Now that I'm thinking about it.
Like he says to Jon Snow, my brother has his sword, King Robert has his warhammer, and I have my mind. And a mind needs books as a sword needs a whetstone if it is to keep its edge. That's why I read so much, Jon Snow.
Oh, well, then he's a Ravenclaw, obviously. No, that makes sense because he is kind of a coward. Like when sort of conflict or when battles mm-hmm. happen, he's just like, you know, oh, he like runs away and tries to like solve the problem as a Ravenclaw would. Honestly, I would do the same thing. I'd be like, why are we fighting? Let's just talk yeah. about this.
He does fight though.
I know, but he doesn't. I don't think he likes to do it.
No,
it's like the
not.
Gryffindor. Like,
but
it's him
Neville and- doesn't like it.
I guess so. But Neville likes it because he's with, like, do you remember? Okay. Do you remember when Neville was fighting with everyone and he enjoyed, like, being in the battle because he was, like, with all of his Gryffindors and, like, fighting for his friends?
I don't remember how he felt about it.
Oh. Well,
I remember the scene after the battle that he was just, like, pretty hyped, but I don't remember during.
I remember that Neville was pretty, like, active in the, like, he was active when Harry wasn't there. He kind of took over.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
For sure.
So I feel like he was very Gryffindor in that sense where I feel like, Jaime is like the person that is like seems like the Gryffindor, but Tyrion is the one that's always like he's not like right next to Jaime. They're both like fighting side by side.
Yeah.
So yeah. I don't know. I feel like you're right. I think he's more Ravenclaw.
Yeah. I think Shay just called him Little Lion because he's Lannister.
Yeah.
Lion.
That makes sense. Makes sense. Next we have. The Night King. I love the Night King. He's so hot.
Oh my God.
He's
literally cold.
He's so hot, he's cold.
No.
It
works better the other way.
He's so cold, he's hot?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I think that's what I meant to say. Yeah, he's so cold, he's hot.
There's so much we do and don't know about this guy.
I feel like he's Ravenclaw.
Really?
Yeah, he's Ravenclaw villain.
Oh, yeah, because you think he's like plotting and taking his time.
Oh, yeah.
I wish the podcast listeners could see your face. You're just like, you got this, like, the smuggest, like, most into it smile, just nodding.
He's my Ravenclaw villain. I love Raven. I think we need more Ravenclaw villains. They're, like, the most destructive because they are so, like, they're not trying to get power for himself. He wants to just destroy everything. He doesn't want to be the king. He just wants to destroy it all.
How is that Ravenclaw?
Because, I don't know, Ravenclaws have chaos. They're, like, geniuses, and they can just, like, destroy things. He's not Hufflepuff, and he's not...
No. He could be Slytherin, though.
No, because he's not, like, I feel like he doesn't really have ambition. He doesn't want to, like, he doesn't want power. I think he just wants to kill everyone. I feel like he's Ravenclaw, but I feel like I can maybe see Slytherin. Do you think he's Slytherin?
He could be...
I guess we don't know a lot about him.
We know he was a human. Well, I don't want to get too into it.
Yeah.
For spoilers, but we don't know too much.
I just, from what he's done so far, like with his attacks and things, mm-hmm. I feel like it's very Ravenclaw-esque.
Okay. I like the idea of him being a Ravenclaw, so I will accept it.
Yay! Love that. Love that for him.
Next up,
Littlefinger.
Littlefinger.
Freaking hate him. Like, oh my gosh, he drives me insane. So,
which is interesting considering how much you love Snape.
That's funny. But I actually don't like Snape.
Yeah,
character.
You just like Joe.
I just like Joe Snape. He is Snape, though.
Yeah.
He's definitely Slytherin.
Faux show, head of Slytherin house.
Oh my gosh, he would be head of Slytherin house. He really is Snapey, isn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Such a Snape. Next, we have Sam.
Sam Tarly.
Samwise Gamgee. I mean, Samwise, not Samwise. Sam Tarly.
I feel like Sam is actually one of the more difficult ones.
I think he is difficult.
Because he's one of the only ones so far that I'm kind of stuck between three.
Yeah, I'm stuck between three, too.
You know?
Ravenclaw, Hufflepuff, and Gryffindor. Yeah, he's not Slytherin.
He's got, like, Neville Gryffindor going on.
Yep, I see that.
And he's definitely got Hufflepuff, like, scarediness. Like, just wants, like, a simple life.
No, also, he's really loyal to John. He's, yeah, like, so yeah. loyal to him.
And to Gilly.
Yeah. And Ravenclaw, because he's literally at the place of learning.
He's doing all the learning he can to, like, win.
I feel like he has to be Ravenclaw because he sacrificed all of that to, like, do his duty of learning.
I agree. You know what I mean? He's fighting the battle in the best way he knows how to.
Yeah.
Which is research.
I would do the same thing if I was him, honestly. I'd be like, okay, I can't do anything here, so I'm going to help out.
In the library.
In the library. So I think he's a total Ravenclaw. Yeah,
cool.
But he is hard. Mm-hmm. He could go multiple ways. Next, we have loser Ramsay Bolton.
Ramsay Bolton.
He's just like a Death Eater. Like, I don't know.
Is he a Slytherin or is he a Gryffindor in Slytherin's clothing?
Right?
Like, what is he really achieving? I mean, he's trying for sure, but...
I feel like he's just like not... Like, I don't want to make him a Slytherin. I feel like he doesn't deserve to be a Slytherin.
Right. But he is going to great means to become unbastardized.
Right. So it's like...
He does have aspirations of, like, beating everyone and being the top.
Yeah. So maybe he is Slytherin. It's just like, ugh.
I know.
He's just like, doesn't deserve it.
I mean, Joffrey doesn't deserve it either.
That's true. That's true. That's why he's just a Death Eater. It's Death Eaters.
How about Ygritte?
I just see Ginny Weasley.
I know.
So,
right.
Like, book Ginny for sure.
Yeah.
So I think she's just Gryffindor.
Yeah.
Because she's brave. She stands up.
I see that.
She's like very rash or
going rash. Going against the grain.
She's very bold. She's very brave.
Are we? I feel like we're just stereotyping her though as a Weasley.
She is a Weasley though. She's Ginny Weasley. She marries Harry Potter.
Essentially,
she is.
Yeah. Yeah.
She is.
Let's go with it.
Like, I honestly can't see any other thing. She's so Gryffindor to me, anyway.
Cool, great. What about Theon Greyjoy?
Ew.
Yeah, but, like, complex, right?
I'm so over him. He makes me frustrated.
This one's kind of, like, too difficult.
It's because he's, like, changed so much. He's, like...
He's been so traumatized, right, exactly. And tortured that, like, we don't even know who he is right now.
He's not even a human anymore. He's, like, reeked out.
But when Theon does come through...
I guess he's brave when he comes through.
I guess he's a Gryffindor. And he was definitely a Gryffindor before.
Yeah, I guess you can just make him Gryffindor.
Yeah.
But then he got, like, super messed up.
Yeah.
Poor Theon.
Yeah, he's a Gryffindor.
We'll make him Gryffindor. I mean, Drogo is, like, pretty, I don't know. He's, like, Gryffindor, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's
just Drogo, like, is such a Gryffindor. Well,
he's just, like, yeah. I don't know. Can you see Slytherin? No. He's just a Gryffindor.
Yeah.
What about, whatever his name is, that bald guy? What's his name?
Varys?
Yeah.
Lord Varys.
I mean... It's like he loves to gossip, but he has all these birds, so maybe is he like a bird too? Does he have a Ravenclaw?
He's using information similar to Littlefinger,
right?
To like,
but I feel like he's not like Littlefinger though.
Yeah, he's not. He's using it to stay on the winning side, but not necessarily like really go anywhere with it.
But I feel like a Ravenclaw would do that.
Yeah. That's what I'm kind of saying.
Yeah, I don't think he's a Slytherin. I think you can see the difference between Ravenclaw and Slytherin between him and Littlefinger.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's a good point.
So I think he's the Ravenclaw there.
Cool. Agreed.
What about Melisandre?
Melisandre.
She is intense.
I like her as a Slytherin.
Yeah, I think she's a Slytherin too because she is just... Oh my gosh, she just she'll
do anything.
She literally does anything, and she is she scares me. And I feel like some Slytherins scare me, so she'd be a Slytherin that would freak me out.
Wow, I'm so excited for this show to come back.
Guys, we're very hyped for this last season of Game of Thrones.
Yes.
I can't believe it's last season. Every time Game of Thrones,
I'm gonna cry so much.
I know. I really hope that there's a really good last episode. Game of Thrones is one of those shows where, like, just when it starts to lose me, they have, like, the best episode I've ever seen on television. And then I'm like, crap, this is the best thing I've ever seen. Like, every single season, there's one or two episodes that make up for all these, like, filler episodes. And I'm like, wow, this is the best thing in the entire world.
Yeah.
And it blows me away, so.
Yeah. The Battle of the Bastards episode, mm-hmm. I've watched 2 or 3 times, and... I just, like, sobbed the whole time, the whole battle.
It's
and I
gorgeous.
Don't know why.
It's emotional.
It's just, it's, like, it's a war scene. It's a battle scene. And I'm just sobbing.
Yeah.
And, like, I don't cry much during TV movies.
I was crying, too. I cried during that, too. It's very emotional how they shot it.
Yeah.
And how you're, like, yeah. It feels like you're very much in it. Yeah. And so the stakes are super high. And also, all the episodes that were leading up to that episode, oh, God. Yeah. It was just, like, such an emotional release that you're just, like, crying.
Yeah.
So that's, like, that's why I love Game of Thrones is because, mm-hmm. like, it gives you this buildup and it's so worth it.
Yeah.
And it's that's kind of why I like Fantastic Beasts too. I feel like Fantastic Beasts is going to do the same thing, and why a lot of people are kind of complaining about it. I'm like, no, you got to wait for like the payoff. Like, this is the build-up. This is the build-up to the payoff. And I feel like, but I love stuff like that because we love to theorize and talk during the build-up, because we're like, oh wait, but if this, like, how's it gonna end? How's it gonna pay off? And so that's like, I think that's why you like Game of Thrones so much, is because, and why I like it too, is because there's so much, it's so Ravenclaw, because you can just, you can theorize till the sun goes down, and you just don't know until it happens. But I can't wait for it to happen. Ah!
Oh!
Okay, okay. I feel like we should we say any more, or should we wait?
We'll wait. We'll have more Game of Thrones episodes as the new season.
And guys, let us know what you think about Game of Thrones. Like, are you into it? Are you not so into it? Like, let us know. Like, tweet us or go into the Facebook page and, like, tell us what you want us to know. Do you have any specific theories that you want us to talk about? Mm-hmm. Or because we definitely want to do, like, a theories, like, episode if we can, like, right before the finale where we're all just, like,
and I feel like you probably know this, but just in case you don't, if you're a very young listener, like younger than 14 or something, you probably shouldn't watch Game of Thrones.
Oh yeah, just wait. Wait till you're older. It's worth it. It's worth it to wait. I know that that's annoying for you to hear, but just trust us. It will be worth it. It will be. It will all be there. You can binge watch it all. Oh my gosh. Can you imagine? Yes.
Yeah, I know a lot of people who have binged multiple seasons of Game of Thrones, and they go so fast because it's so good.
Exactly. Because it's just like one, it's like when you watch all the Lord of the Rings movies back to back, there's nothing better. I love marathoning Lord of the Rings, so this would be the same. I can't wait to watch a show all together now, like, oh my gosh, back to back.
Oh my God.
Can you imagine?
They were so young and innocent.
I know, right? Their journey. Now let's read a comment from Apple Podcasts on iTunes. If you haven't done this yet, make sure you go to Apple Podcasts and leave a review and comment, you know, talking about yourself, your favorite fandom, your Hogwarts house. Leave us a little message, whatever you want. And every week we're going to read one on the podcast and give someone a shout out.
Yeah, this one's from NJDRDHD. But the end says Irina. So Irena or Irina says, hello, I love this podcast. It's so amazingly entertaining and clear my mind of all the things that happened at school. I sit down and draw or relax with my three dogs. Aww. I also like how two proud Ravenclaws are sitting down and not just talking about books.
Oh my gosh, it's amazing.
We love more than books. Although most of the things we love are based on books.
But that's okay. That's all right. But we still talk about other things too, branching out a little bit. Oh, that's so fun. Like, we just draw in, have dogs. Yes. I just want to, like, meet all these dogs.
I know.
I love dogs. Thank you so much for your comment. And guys, again, make sure that you go onto Apple Podcasts and comment and go into the Facebook page. Go tweet us on Twitter. Like, we are here for you. We want to interact with you. We love talking to you. Like, you guys have been, like, tweeting us and saying, like, oh, I've been watching this week's episode. We love when you guys tell us, like, give us feedback about episodes. So please keep doing it. We love it so, so, so much.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah. And I think that is it.
Woo!
Thank you guys so much for listening to this Game of Thrones episode of Fantastic Geeks and Where to Find Them. You are a fantastic geek.
Bye, 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 bye.
Oh my God.